everybody， 我是木木，
我是你们的每个朋友 TJ，
欢迎收听这一期的
早安英文。
随着网络的发展，人们和书籍的距离是越来越远了。的确，我们可以通过视频语音来获取自己想要的信息，但是有一个非常有趣的现象，上个礼拜呢，我坐飞机去上海旅游，发现机场很多外国人手上都拿着一本书在候机，在看书，而不是 iPad 或者是手机。这期呢，我们就来和 TJ 聊一聊，外国人真的喜欢看书吗？不得不承认的一点就是，走在中国的大道上，行尸走肉还真挺多的。别害怕，我指的是那些低头玩手机的人。不知道在美国，这样天天低头玩手机的人也多吗？ Walking on the streets in China, we can see many people playing with mobile phones. What about in America?
Don't say anything bad about people being on their phones. Everybody listening to our show is addicted to their phones.
TJ 告诉我们不要说那些低头玩手机的人了，也许他们就正在听我们的节目呢。我听说在美国很多人都会在地铁上看书，不知道是不是真的。I heard in America a lot of people read on the subway.
I'm sure they do, but my town doesn't have a subway.
TJ 说这种情况应该是有的，只是在 TJ 的家乡呢是木有地铁的啦。
Still, even if they are reading, they probably aren't doing it on a physical book. They're probably reading on a Kindle or a Nook or a iPad or something along these lines.
TJ 告诉我们呢，就算是在阅读的话，可能也读的不是那种纸质的书籍，读的可能是 Kindle 啦，或者是 iPad 等等。 Do they actually like it or are justPretending to be reading.
What? Like some jerk just pretending to read because he thinks it'll make him look smart? Is that a thing in China? Actually, I'm not surprised. Everyone in this town pretends they know how to drive, so.
好啦 TJ 又有点激动，他说有没有一些混蛋会不会想要看上去很聪明，就在那里假装看书呢？这样会不会太有心机了一点呢？其实呢 TJ 还想知道在中国有没有这样子的人，我觉得应该是很少的吧，基本上都去玩手机了，对吧？还有 TJ 还吐槽说，每个住在村子里的人都假装自己会开车，我觉得真心觉得 TJ 的吐槽能力一级棒。那你觉得对于这种在地铁呀公共场合阅读的行为怎么看？ What do you think of this behavior reading in public like on the subway?
It's better than watching porn in public.
好 TJ 说这个问题啊，这个回答我竟无言以对。他说那也比看色情小说好吧。今天呢，我和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊了聊，外国人真的喜欢看书吗？如果你想在微信评论专区和我以及 TJ 一起来互动，或者你想获得更多的英文学习笔记，请微信搜索关注早安英文。我们知道有很多的初中生高中生在中国都会有适合自己阅读的一个书单，不知道在美国的学生会不会也有呢？其实我觉得这个问题肯定是有的。 In China, many high school junior high students have a reading list. Do American students have something similar?
Yeah, there were a lot of books that we had to cover. 1984 by George Orwell and The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgeraldthe list is way too long, but the only book I really took interest in was The Giver by Lewis Lowry. Don't go see the movie. Read the book.
TJ 当然有啦。比如说这个乔治奥威尔写的1984，还有了不起的盖茨比等等，这些书太多太多可以说的书了。还有 TJ 自己比较喜欢的这本书赐予者，据说是一本描写大同世界的乌托邦般的生活。看来 TJ 还是挺正能量的嘛。他还有一个贴心的小提示，大家一定不要去看电影，要看书。那我想问一下 TJ 自己在学生时代的时候又喜欢看怎么样的书呢？ Tell us a bit about your favorite book when you was a student.
This might seem pretty immature, but the very first book I ever read front to back was the first Harry Potter book.
好了，听上去可能会比较幼稚，但是 TJ 说自己学生时代呢还是会看哈利波特，可能在那个年代都会希望自己有点魔法吧。其实我承认我也是这样子的。
I mean, I loved that book. I remember exactly where I was when I finished reading it. I was lying on my couch on a rainy day. When I finished it, I read the back cover thirsting for more. I remember dying to get my hands on the next one.
没想到 TJ 真的是一个哈迷，居然看一遍还不够，还反复的看。来到中国后，不知道我们的美国朋友有没有去一些图书馆呢？ Have you been to a Chinese library yet?
I haven't had the chance to see a Chinese library. There aren't many here. The only one I know of is too far to bother, especially considering there probably won't be much of an English section.
Maybe you should learn to read some Chinese book.
Maybe you can teach me to learn some Chinese book.
Well, maybe.TJ 呢很少有机会去看一些中国的图书馆。TJ 唯一知道的一家书店还离得特别远，尤其是外文书籍还少得可怜。所以 I think TJ you should practice your Chinese. 我倒想知道美国的图书馆到底是怎么样的呢？ So what's the library in America like? Do you enjoy it?
Well, I love the library. It's really quiet and the librarians are really good to make sure it keeps that way.I love biographies, epic poems, Greek philosophy, and American classics. There's something about the smell of a good book that's so enchanting. 我不知道这是什么味道。
好 ,TJ 说呢他自己非常喜欢美国的一些图书馆非常的安静他也比较喜欢自传啦诗歌啦古希腊哲学等看来还是一个文艺青年呢他还觉得书里面啊会有一种使人陶醉的书香突然感觉我们早安英文又上升了一个 level。但是呢我听说这个美国的书它卖得特别的贵也不知道能不能买得起呢 ?I've heard that the books in America are very expensive, is that true?
Well, it depends on what you're buying. A new book is always going to cost you, but since most of the books I read were written well over 100 years ago, I never have to worry about it. In fact, most of the books I get are free since the authors are mostly dead.
那要看你买的是什么类型的书了。一般呢，新书的价格会比较高。还好 TJ 喜欢的书都是作者都是一百多年的老作者了。那么有文化底蕴的美国朋友 TJ 他还说他可以免费的得到一些书原因是这些作者都已经去世很久了啊，这个逻辑大家慢慢的思考吧 In that case, people inclined to borrow books instead of buying them
That's what a library is for
那我给我们说说书店吧现在我觉得自己处在一个需要培养内涵的时期 Talk about the bookstore
I hate the bookstores in China. Why are all the books wrapped up in plastic?
I also hate it.
I can't read them. I mean, take for example, Books a Million in America. You can walk in, take a book up, sit down and order a cup of coffee, and enjoy a book on your lunch break.
TJ 非常讨厌中国的书店，因为他们都用那个塑料纸包住了那个书，根本就没有办法阅读。TJ 举了一个例子啊，在美国的一个书店呢，你可以拿一本书，坐下来，点一杯咖啡，然后安静的阅读。So, what about China?
I went to a 24-hour bookstore in China. You know the 24-hour bookstore?
Yeah.
Jesus, they're stingy. How the hell am I supposed to know if I want to buy a book if I can't read it at all? At least have a sample copy. Damn, greedy bastards.
好啦，我们的美国朋友又开始激动了。他说去那个24小时读书的那个书店啊，然后他就说你看这书包着，我不阅读一下，我怎么知道我喜不喜欢呢？如果我不先阅读一下，我根本就不会买。那么美国人是不是都特别爱看书呢? Can you tell us the attitude of Americans toward books?
Well, I think most Americans feel that books are always going to be something that needs to be cherished, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, many books have a disclaimer that says, please do not throw away, burn, or dispose of this book. If unwanted, please donate it to your local library.Burning a book is hugely frowned upon. Books are something to be really respected.
TJ 告诉我们，他觉得书本呢是应该被好好保存的，绝对不要遗弃，不要烧毁。如果你实在不想要了，那你可以做一点好事，可以把它捐给别人。除了圣经之外，有没有一本书对美国人有着深远的影响呢？ And tell us about some books that have had a great influence on the American people, like the Bible.
Well, I'm going to stay away from religious works. Anything written by Mark Twain, of course, and Moby Dick is considered one of the greatest American works, but there are books from all over the world that has influenced American culture. Remember, Melting Pot.
TJ 说呢，自己不喜欢看那些与宗教相关的书籍，但是呢，像马克吐温的书啊，还有白鲸记这样的书呢，一直影响着美国的文化。要记住，在那个大熔炉的时期。
Hey, Mumu.
Hey.
Can you fake laugh? Like, you know, like, I think we need to get you a book on how to fake laugh.
Okay, sounds great. 如果你希望查看更多英文学习笔记，请微信搜索关注早安英文。另外，我们的热血教师成长计划课程已经上线了，能从零基础学到高级以及商务英语课程。如果你想了解更多课程信息的话，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复阿拉伯数字一。我是木木，拜拜。
And I'm TJ, 下期见。